Right. So, yeah, I'm looking at the situation we're in, and we're surrounded by a bunch of psychopaths. And the reason I know that is because I've worked in the corporate system for a long time. And the corporate system is all about profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. Now, the profit of the corporate system is just a substitute or a mockery of profit, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. And the corporate system they have to follow Christ and his body. The word corporate means body. So they have to follow after the pattern of Christ and his body, but they follow after in pretense. They follow after Christ and his body in pretense. The psychopathic leaders in the corporate system, they put on the smile, but they hate you. They hate you. They want to use and abuse and destroy you. They want to take advantage of you, and they want to cross boundaries if you'll let them, because they're psychopaths. If you don't stand up for your rights or your boundaries or whatever it is you want to stand up for, they're gonna overcome you. They're predators. They're sharks. They're predators. Had one manager one time. He says, "Have you got a chainsaw at home?" "Yeah, but it's not. It's electric chainsaw." "Well, can you cut that tree into pieces?" "No, that's not my job. I'm not going to use my chainsaw to cut that tree down. And I wasn't hired to cut trees down. If I'm going to cut a tree down, I'm going to get $50 an hour in case I get hurt." They want to cross boundaries. They want to get you to do stuff so they don't have to spend money, so it don't come out of their bonus. You see what I'm saying? They want you to use your money and your resources and your tools because they're worried about their bonus. That's the deal. Now, the good thing about social media is forcing them to be nicer, just like you saw the Spider-Man guy. The Spider-Man guy has lost his career now. The Spider-Man guy has lost his career now because he choked a woman. It was on video. So social media helped hold him accountable, you know. Social media held him accountable. And so this psychopathic system is following after Christ in his body in pretense. Because a corporation has a CEO, the head, and then the corporation has a body of people following after. And the CEO wants to be served instead of serve. The CEOs, they don't want to be servants. They want to be queens and kings and masters, but they don't want to serve. Greatest among you is a servant. They don't know how to be a CEO, because a great CEO would serve instead of trying to use and abuse and get ahead because they're so-called top dog, you know, big man on campus. And the only reason they're there is because of the people under them. Without those people, they wouldn't make it. Long story short, it's in pretense. There's a lot of marriages in pretense. There's the husband who's the head. And there's the wife who represents the body. Instead of the wife submitting, she wants to be the boss. Instead of the husband leading, he wants her to lead. He don't want to take responsibility. She don't want to listen to his spiritual insight. She thinks she knows more than him. When God made him the head of the home, if God makes you the head of a home, he's going to give you some spiritual insight to run it right, you know? But the Gentile society we're in is all pretense. It's fake. Same with the 501(c) churches. Like somebody said, there's some good ones out there. But most of them are bad apples. Bad apples. They want to be served. They don't want to serve. They want to be served, but they don't want to serve. Hello? Bad apples. Corporate system, bad apples. Destroying the planet, bad apples. Bad apples everywhere, right? You got bad apples everywhere. Why are there so many bad apples? Because they only care about themselves. They don't care about Christ and His program. And they don't care about the mysteries and the types and the shadows and the anti-types and the deep things. They don't care. All they care about is their belly. Filling that belly with something. Food or beer or something. They got to put something in their belly. And beer don't even taste good. Why they drink so much beer is beyond me. It don't even taste good. And it's gasoline in their body. They're putting gasoline in their body. It don't even make sense. And they'll justify it. Well, I don't drink beer. I drink wine. They'll justify it any way they can because that's how they live. And so the corporate system is the MK Ultra system where it's causing people's mind to be split. They're expecting them to do something without the people. And they don't train them that the only way they're going to make it is as a team. They don't train them right. The corporate system don't train them to be a team player. Their whole life they've been survival mode. They go join this corporation and they don't say, well, it's got to be a team. And I mean, everybody has to be treated the same. But they don't tell them. See, the school system is not going to tell you what's morally or spiritually correct. It's all humanism. And humanism will destroy itself, just like Wile E. Coyote will destroy themselves. The wolf, the shark, the goat is destroying their own soul, and they think they're getting ahead in the system, but they're destroying their own soul. The liar is destroying their... Once they start lying, they can't stop lying. They get to a point in life where they don't know what's truth or what's lie because they've lied so much. Everything's a lie. They don't even know it. They've learned to lie so much that everything out of their mouth is a lie. They lose touch with reality. They're in delusions. They have lost touch with reality. For real. Not even joking. When you lose touch with reality and everything out of your mouth is a lie because that's what you trained yourself to be as a liar, then you pretty much are, your soul is pretty much gone, you know. It's pretty much over.